But usually driving with Guru, most times Guru was quiet. There wasn't much talking. Sometimes Guru would ask about something, you know, something that we see or this and that, but not so many times. Mostly Guru was in his own world. And quite a bit of the driving in the beginning had to do with Guru's running or also going to different talks here and there. And then at certain times I also drove to the United Nations, but mostly that got taken over by other people. But Guru would have his little harmonium, or he would have always something to do in the car. And later on, some years later, Guru would sometimes just go out for a 15-minute drive or a 20-minute drive just for meditation, and then Guru would just be totally quiet. Other times it's practicing songs or maybe going over a talk that he had written, and you could see that Guru is sort of memorizing. Mostly quiet. I'm just the driver, you know, the chauffeur. However, if there were passengers in the car, Guru might interact with the passengers. In the beginning, I came from a farm, and you kind of drive with one hand and out the window and the other like that. And I was constantly being encouraged or told to drive with two hands. Keep two hands there, right? And then later it was blow the horn, honk the horn at the intersections and so forth, both of which was not how I came up to drive. So I had to, but nonetheless, I drive with two hands and I use the horn more than I did.